Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Eye on the Tigers podcast. My name is Eli Hoff and I'm your Mizzou sports beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com. We're reacting to some news today on the Mizzou athletic director front. The news, if you have not heard it by now, University of Missouri is hiring Laird Veach to be its next athletics director. He's worked at Mizzou previously. He was, up until, I guess, today, the athletics director over at Memphis. He's been there for close to five years. He'll join the Tigers athletic department at a pivotal time. Here to react on the news even more than he already has is Post-Dispatch columnist Ben Fredrickson. Ben, you had a column that came out this morning in today's paper. We're recording this on Tuesday morning, I should add. I don't want to say hyping up the hire, but saying there's reasons to be excited here. There's reasons to like this. As we found out about this yesterday afternoon and now it's official, you know, what are kind of your preliminary thoughts on the hire of Laird Veach and where this will go for Mizzou athletics?
Yeah, I think it's first and foremost, it's a big hire for Mizzou to have resolution to this search. This was kind of a process that was kind of lingering over Mizzou, and they had a lot of good things going on campus right now. You look at the recruiting of both the football and the men's basketball programs. They just announced their big football stadium renovations, so they needed to kind of close this AD search chapter with a strong note and kind of try to keep this momentum that we keep hearing about from everybody moving forward. And I think Veach is a guy who can do that. I think if you look at his resume and what he's done, what he's accomplished, there's a lot to like there that lines up with exactly what Missouri said it was looking for after the departure of Desiree Reed-Francois. Number one being, hey, help this football team get to a higher level. Memphis is a place that does not really fit in that mid-major category. Mizzou fans saw Memphis give their Tigers a scare at the Dome this past season. They've won three consecutive bowl games. He made a really good hire in their football coach down there. He's not going to be making a football hire anytime soon at Mizzou. At least that's not in the cards right now. But he knows what it's like to help a winning football program. And then also the fundraising, which has been stressed time and time again. The last thing he did at Memphis, Eli, as we both wrote about, was line up a $25 million NIL deal from FedEx with Memphis. Now, FedEx has been a long supporter of Memphis, and that's not maybe entirely on his shoulders, but to get that done, a five-year, $5 million per year commitment is a big deal. It's exactly what Mizzou's trying to get going and continue going. They got a great NIL start, and they're rolling along. He was one of the first ADs in the country to bring in an NIL director. So there's some things that fit there. I think they like that he's got the big experience at Florida, at obviously Memphis, a place that punches above its weight. He's been to Texas. He has been at K-State. And he's been at Mizzou, which I hate to fall into that trap of like, you had to get somebody who had Mizzou connections. But I do think a knowledge of the landscape at Mizzou, considering what we just saw go down with Desiree Reed-Francois and her departure to Arizona, having some familiarity with the landscape, I think, is a plus. So you put all those together, and I guess if you're looking for things to say, well, what are the reasons for pause? One would be that this was a guy that everybody kind of knew could be a candidate. So there's not a lot of surprise factor, but sometimes you don't have to be a surprise to be a really good hire.
And I think if you look at this from a stability standpoint, which is something that I think appeals for Mizzou after going through, you know, several athletic directors in just the last decade and doing this whole process, you know, what, 2.5 years after they did it the last time, when Veach was at Mizzou, that was a more stable time in Mizzou athletics. No, I can't attest to that too much. He got to Mizzou before I got to this planet. So I can't pretend I know too much about what was happening then. But it was a more stable time. He has experience on the fundraising side from back then. He was leading Mizzou Athletics fundraising in the early 2000s. director of the Capitol campaign. That's big because one of his first priorities when he gets on campus, I have to imagine, is going to be fundraising, because just last week they announced $250 million in renovations to Memorial Stadium. Half of that has to come from the athletics department fundraising. They got $50 million already from that anonymous donor a couple months ago. There's still $75 million left to fundraise, which that's a significant amount of money for anyone to go get. So they need that to come in quickly. That's going to be a big part of why they hired him. And you mentioned the NIL stuff too. You know, that's going to be big. I think one of the reasons why Eli Drinkwitz is so happy to be at Missouri is because of the NIL law, which gave Mizzou, an advantage, but a temporary one. Other states are already passing the same thing. That's how NIL works now. You get ahead for a legislative session, really, and then everybody else is passing stuff to keep up with you. So if he can find ways to be cutting edge there, if he can find ways, you know, I don't know who Mid-Missouri's equivalent of FedEx is. You know, maybe there's going to be, you know, Budweiser on the front of the jerseys in a couple of years, or the Clydesdales will be, Truman will be riding out on them. I don't know what that looks like, but something there could be really big for him.
It would not surprise me to see Eli Drinkwitz on a Clydesdale if it comes with it. I mean, the man will do what it takes to get the NIL money, and he's quick to mention, as he did in Rolla when they debuted the stadium renovations, that there are 7 Fortune 500 companies in the state of Missouri. That's one of his favorite talking points. So I think there's a clear focus, right, for this hire. It's help the football program, make the college football playoff, raise a bunch of money, and also do the other things that come with the AD job. And I think this, thinking about Laird Veach, you know, he was up in the mix strongly for the job when Missouri hired Desiree Reed-Francois. And that tells me that familiarity that, A, he wanted the job then. B, he's done pretty good things at Memphis. I mean, his basketball program never had a season in which they didn't win 20 games. And his football program has been the 3 consecutive bowl games. I think the one before that got canceled. I don't think that was a COVID thing, but I think it was, I'm not sure why, but they've won 3 consecutive bowl games they've been to. Fundraising has been strong at Memphis, as we mentioned with the NIL deal. He still wanted the job. He saw what happened with another AD getting sideways with another board of curators and hitting the bricks, and still said, I can be the one who stays. I can be the one who lasts. And you don't take any new hire and say this guy's going to be here 5-10 years, because you just got to prove it. That saying that could happen doesn't mean anything, especially with this role. And the curators get mad at me when I point out that this is not a trend that is unique to this group. Boards at Mizzou, the curators at Mizzou and ADs have been working together or against one another or not seeing eye to eye for years. And not since Mike Alden has a group been in lockstep. And there weren't, it doesn't mean everything was always copacetic then, but they worked together. And there was kind of that buzzword we hear all the time of that synergy, that united leadership. And that's kind of what you mentioned. Like Laird saw that when he was climbing the ranks, working on the Tiger Scholarship Fund and working to fundraise at Mizzou. He's still got some of those contacts. There is that familiarity. And I think that will give him probably a vision for how you have to succeed at Mizzou. Mac Rhodes didn't come into that with an understanding. Desiree Reed-Francois didn't come to that with an understanding. You know, when Mac Rhodes left for Baylor, which at the time was like, people could talk about Desiree leading for Arizona and how the budget was in a bad shape there, and it is. And it's like, why would you want that job? It's not in the SEC. Mac Rhodes left for Baylor after the Art Briles scandal. And like, people were wondering if the Bears were going to get the death penalty.
It was bad.
And he told people, Eli, that I can fix that. I can't figure out how to get all the people on the same page here. And the Board of Curious has changed since then. So it's not like the individual, it's just the system. It can be thorny. It can be problematic. And if you're not managing your managers to some degree, it can be hard to get things done. I think Laird Veach knows that. He knows the landscape. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean he'll get everything he wants, but to say that this guy's just going to be a yes man for the board, or he's not going to be doing anything, that's not how it works if you work it right. And I think the fact that he's been interested in this job even before the latest kind of ejection of sorts or departure, then it shows you that he thinks he's got the answer. Now, we're going to find out. But that's why normally I've kind of gotten out of the idea of saying, well, they got to get somebody who knows Mizzou. No, you really don't. Dennis Gates didn't have to know Mizzou to go to go get him back in the tournament and win a game. Eli Drinkwitz didn't know Mizzou when he showed up, and now he's got the campus wrapped around his finger. So sometimes you don't. But in this role, I think it's helpful. And I think that right now, coming on board for him, capitalize on this goodwill, because a lot of people who had a hand in hiring him are very much want him to succeed so they can say that they were right. So take advantage of that if you're Laird Veach.
And that's important if we look at this from kind of a power or longevity standpoint with him. The four curators who were on the search committee are the four curators who make up the oversight committee that we keep talking about and I keep writing about. And they're the ones who, you know, of the whole 9-member board of curators, there are some who just don't really care about Mizzou sports, and that's fine. That's no part of the job requirement that they have to. And there are some who very, very, very much care about Mizzou sports, and those are the ones who are on the oversight committee. So the ones who are going to be asking the most questions, really, frankly, demanding the most out of him, are the ones who, you know, have interviewed him for this process, are familiar with him, wanted him to be the one to get this job. So that matters with this. It really does, I think, both for kind of what he's able to do immediately with settling in, and just for, you know, how much time he buys himself. On the other side of that, the question then becomes, and I'd written about this morning, you know, what happens to the oversight committee? What are the goals there? That's something that only time will tell there. And the same goes for how long Veach is going to stick around, what his first priorities are going to be. Those are all things that remain unanswered for now. They'll be answered in the coming weeks and months. And at his press conference, which could be as soon as Friday, and I think we're both excited for that. Ben, I want to ask you about the process that led to this, because one of the early critiques I've seen isn't even really a critique of Laird Veach himself. It's of, hey, this took 9 weeks and $125,000 paid to a search firm to get a guy who, you know, he was in my hot board. I think everybody who did a hot board of AD candidates had Laird Veach in it. He was, you know, an obvious contender.
If you had a hot board and his name wasn't on it, you shouldn't be making hot boards.
Exactly, exactly. and even he came up in the search prior. You know, this is, again, as you said earlier, a wholly unsurprising hire. But from that process standpoint, is that something that you think is concerning, a red flag, a yellow flag, anything to even take note of? Or is that something that in 2 months, nobody's going to be thinking about, and it just doesn't matter?
I think if he succeeds and this momentum that we talked about rolls along, then I don't think anybody is going 2 years from now, if Missouri's in the college football playoff, saying, yeah, but they took too long to hire the AD. Like, I mean, and I'm very process oriented. Like, what is the worst thing that happened for them taking this long? I guess the one thing that we can point to, if it's that, is Robin Pinchton still has a job. Now, we'll see if that looks bad or good, depending on how she coaches this season. I don't expect Laird Veach to come in and fire Robin Pinchon. It's too late. I think, told her that she's going to be back next year. So
and she started getting players from the transfer portal. It's too late in the cycle now.
Right. You don't, that would be chaotic. You don't do that. You don't want that to be her first move. So she'll get another year. What else has there been? I mean, you're on campus. I don't live in Columbia. Have there been, you know, bonfires of rage in Columbia? I don't know. They announced the new football stadium plans and renovations. They, on the day they said they were going to, they didn't have a delay there. They are continuing to get impressive high school and transfer players for both revenue sports. It doesn't seem like there's been, and this is not like, I don't want to come across as like negative toward the departure of Desiree Reed-Francois. Ideally, not having changes in ADs is better for your department. And here they are once again trying to prove they're not a place that just chews up and spits out ADs. So that's been the biggest kind of, I guess, red flag, is that it's another turnover. But we haven't really seen a ton of like fallout from, like, they haven't lost everybody in their athletic department. She took some folks to Arizona, but not the, there hasn't been a mutiny among the staffers. The coaches haven't revolted. It seems like things are more or less moving along. And so I look at that, if you could point to a lot of reasons it was terrible to take this long, I'd feel maybe differently.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The money to the search firm, this is the biggest, and this is not a Mizzou specific thing. The search firms are the biggest racket in sports, and it's not Mizzou who uses them. Everybody uses them. If you're hiring a coach, an AD, a president, you're using these companies, and for secrecy, for to look up potential red flags that maybe you don't have access to, and it's the way they do it. And is it stupid? For sure. Does everybody do it? Yeah. Do they think it gives them cover and organization and scheduling and coordinating the interviews? For sure. Did it make a lot more sense when you couldn't interview people in person or when you couldn't interview people on Zoom and you actually had to like arrange like the airport meeting lounges to have super secret interviews? It made a lot more sense then than it does now, where you can literally interview for your job in your car on your phone on a Zoom and nobody cares. So that's to me an industry thing. It's not a Mizzou specific thing. And one thing we've learned about this board and this version of it, they're going to do things by the book in terms of they're going to want data. They're going to want research. They're going to want to pay, even if it's elaborate, these companies that have, you know, proven their ability to research things and provide reports. That's how they like to do it. So it doesn't surprise me. And again, if it's a year in and the guy's doing a good job, then no one's going to care that it took that long or that they paid $125,000 or probably more by the time that we see the final numbers to this committee. Just as if they turned around and hired, AD X, Y, or Z like a week after she left and the hire was a disaster. If that hire failed and we were sitting around, I don't think any of us would say, well, at least they made it fast. You know, at least they made that terrible hire quick. That's just not, it's not something that's going to be viewed in the long term. It's how does he succeed? How does he last? And that's going to be the main thing here is I think they feel, the people who made this hire feel like this is one that will last. And that was something that they were, their understanding and very, very sensitive, I think, at times about the turnover of this position. And they want somebody who's going to make this the long-term gig. They feel like they've got that guy. Now it's on all involved to make that the reality.
No, exactly. And that's one of those things with all of this, that it really is an outcome-based industry. And that outcome can change rapidly over time. And the timeline is important on this, too, in that aside from the fundraising thing with the stadium that we talked about earlier, I don't think there's anything, frankly, that pressing for Veach, because the women's basketball decision, the window for that has passed. So now he's going to get here. May 1 looks like that'll be his start date. So next week, you know, he can spend, frankly, 2 months just meeting people, you know, meet the donors, meet the coaches, the athletes, the, you know, whoever, meet all of them, figure out the priorities. And then by that point, it'll be, you know, the end of June, and he still has a couple months to get ready for football season. So it, in that sense, this timing is kind of ideal that it's in, you know, there isn't really an off season for college sports, but it's as close to the off season as there is for the people who work in this industry. So I think that will help for him. But again, you know, that even that doesn't really matter, because 2 years down the road, that's not going to be something that when we're looking back on this hire.
Well, to me, we mentioned take advantage of the goodwill that awaits any new hire, right? Take advantage of a pretty good situation. And that's a compliment to Desiree as much as it is anything. Usually a new AD comes in and they're there to clean up something bad. Either a revenue sport is failing. There's a coach that needs to be fired, a prominent coach. There's a big hire to make. The budget is a mess. I mean, look at the situations the past two Mizzou ADs who've left have gone into. Desiree has a huge budget crisis she's trying to fix at Arizona. Mac Rhodes at Baylor had a scandal he was trying to clean up. If you're Laird Veach, like, you see a more, like, so Laird Veach wanted this job the last time around, right? That was not as good of a job as the one he got now. You've got a football program that is entering the season preseason ranked. You've got a coach who's killing it, who just got a big new deal. There's no questions about, is he on the hot seat? None of that. He's proven himself. And he's got NIL, an aggressive NIL program running. Dennis Gates is, I think, still, for a coach who didn't win a conference game, last year, first to happen at Mizzou in more than 100 years. You wrote the story about the last team that didn't win a conference game. It was playing in the Missouri Valley Conference, okay? And have never, I mean, I know there are people barking some about Dennis Gates. We get the emails, but for the common, like, rationally thinking Mizzou follower, they're pretty good on Dennis Gates still, in part because he's pulling impressive players out of high school. He's getting impressive help in the transfer portal. Like, you feel good about the future under Dennis Gates still. And there's not like a big fire that this guy's got to put out. He's got to raise money for his football stadium that folks, I think the reception was really good about. I mean, the website crashed after they announced it. I think people are interested in it. So go raise money. That's what he does. It's kind of his specialty. So usually if you're a new AD jumping into an SEC school, you're going there because there's something bad has happened that you're trying to fix and clean up, and you're going to be working with this momentum against you, or you're going to have to try to restart it. I think he's got about as good of a launching point as somebody could ask for. So I do think it's fair to expect him to come in and not just be a guy who's around. I mean, you're expecting him to come in and get some early wins and kind of keep up pace with an athletic department that seems like it's got a lot of good irons in the fire here.
And that's where it feels more like a long game hire. You're not needing somebody who, you know, I imagine in the interview, if they asked him for, you know, a 5-week plan or something like that, there wasn't a whole lot of urgency in that. It was 5 weeks of get to know you. You know, they're more interested in where this is going to be in 2026 when the football stadium renovations are done, you know, in 2030 when God knows what the the college football super league of all time is going to look like at that point.
And you're when players are employees of the university and we're all talking about this in drastically different ways, I guess.
Yeah, when Luther Burden Jr. is coming on I guess it'd be Luther Burden the fourth is coming back on a you know super max 8-year contract and all that stuff. So all that seems to be in mind with the hire. But I think we'll cap the discussion off here, Ben. There'll be lots more to talk about as this comes together. We just wanted to get our kind of quick reactions out there. And I want to encourage y'all to stick with us as we cover this. I was looking around this morning. You know, I don't want to knock on any other outlets that cover Mizzou, but we had four stories on the site this morning, a couple of news pieces, an analysis piece, and Ben's column on this hire. Nobody else is covering the Mizzou AD hire like we are right now. So we'll be sure to keep all that headed y'all's way as this goes. The timeline, Board of Curators expected to meet Wednesday to approve this. I haven't seen a time on that yet. The news conference potentially Friday. We'll see where that happens. And then Laird Veach gets this gets the show rolling next week in Columbia. Thanks as always for listening to the Eye on the Tigers podcast. Please be sure to like, review, rate, subscribe, all those things wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll be talking to you again soon as Mizzou continues the transition into the Laird Veach era.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.